I hope you enjoy these two remarkable pieces about our Confederate monuments from folks associated here with the Mark Steiner Show. I've been thinking about this a great deal. Mayor Catherine Pugh is contemplating removing the monuments of Confederate Generals Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson in the Wyman Park Dell, and that statue honoring Supreme Court Justice Robert Taney, who authored the infamous 1857 Dred Scott decision that held that black people could not be citizens and that Dred Scott could remain enslaved. These are two of the four statues in Baltimore that commemorate the Confederate cause, the other two being the Confederate Soldiers and Sailors Monument and the Confederate Women's Monument. So what should we do with these examples that honor one of the most despicable moments in American history? Should we move or tear them down at the cost of $200,000 a pop? Is there a better way? Remember, these statues are relatively new, built in the mid-20th century, hailed by city and state leaders in a city that helped create legal segregation, separating the lives of blacks and whites as these monuments were being created. Yes, they're beautiful, amazing, classical works of art. But they need counter-beauty to bring out the glorious, painful past, bring it all to light. How about we instead invest the money building a monument to the brave African-American soldiers who fought as Union soldiers, who fought for the liberation of enslaved Africans in this country? Supposing that monument commission stood facing the traitors, General Lee and Jackson. Supposing we turned Wyman Park Dell into an open-air exhibition where all these monuments could stand, exposing us to all the history that is ours as Americans. Imagine black Union soldiers in statues facing down Confederate generals. Imagine a monument to Dred Scott and Frederick Douglass facing down Roger Taney. Imagine Harriet Tubman and Sojourner Truth glaring full force at the Confederate Woman's Monument. Imagine Maryland Union soldiers, black and white, hiding in bushes as they take on Confederate soldiers and sailors. The entire Wyman Dell could be a living outdoor historical experience with statues, sounds, visuals, new monuments and old, where people wander through our history, absorbing the pain, the power of our past. Understanding why we are who we are today and where we've come from. Let's imagine our art in a different way. What do you think? Let me know at talkinsteinershow.org.